Alas, poor unfortunate Tony, where now must thou hide thy old head, that has not so much as one crony, dares own the great things thou hast said? Is this the thanks of the nation for thy association and liberty? That reformation which I prescribed to set you all free. Ungrateful, unsensible cullies, to leave your decrepit patroon, Toth merciless rage of the bullies, and Tories in every lampoon. Is then your city's protection, and all the vowed affection for your new church, in such distraction, that you will leave your peer in the lurch? How oft have I treated the rabble, and made the poor doctor to peach, confusion to all which were able, and did not assist in the breach? Are all your butchers and weavers, and marbly believers, but whilst I treat, damned deceivers, what fool by you can hope to be great? How much did you praise and adore me for voting no York, no lawn sleeves, and now to please those which abhor me have set up to Protestant shrieves? If oaths should peach, I'll assure ye, you'll hardly find such a jury as I have done. Think of the fury he once discharged in Pickering's gun. Remember the keyhole and lint too, through which your divine bravely swore, and think of the thing was designed to, then tell me whose visage it wore. Were these such petty inventions, and what the authors did since to be forgot? Where's your conscience, if this can be, sure nature's a Scot? Then farewell, thou treacherous city, forever I'll bid thee adieu, though never wert honest and witty, nor never to any side true. I see the end that you drive at, which left your hopes arrive at. I have slunk away to hang in private, and rob the world of a holiday.